Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Yud Gimel, and we are on daf Yud Gimel. We'll start on the top by the two dots, Gufa. We are discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that Nezek only applies to Nechasim She'ein Bahen Me'ila. Nechasim don't have Me'ila subject to it. So he said the Mishnah must be talking about Katshe Kalim according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that there is no Me'ila by Shlamim Katshim Kalim, even though it is Kadosh. That's what's being included. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, what is being included. And we ended up yesterday, the Maskana was that even Rabbi Yossi Aglili by Mechalik between Manas Kahuna, Bachar, and the like, and other types of Katshe Kalim like Shlamim. I'm going to need a Shin Chaf Aleph here or there. Says the Gemara now. Gufa, fourth line. Uma'ala Ma'al Bashem. So if you remember, Rabbi Yosef Lili's source, how we know that he holds Katshe Kalim is part of Mamoncha, part of the Mamon of the Bailim, is the source by Asham Gazelos, where we say that even though you need a Kfiras Mamon Bailim in order to be Mechayev the Karaban, this is good enough. If I have a Shlamim and I'm Kofar, or I have your Shlamim and I'm Kofar Mamon about that Shlamim, so then that is good enough for to be Mechayev a Karaban. So that's Gufo Mala Baal Bashem, L'Rabos Kachem Kalim, Shem Mamono, Divri Rabbi Yosef Lili. But now the Gemara quotes the two other opinions. Ben Azai Omer, L'Rabo says Ashlamim. Ben Azai says also Shlamim is included. Not only Kachem Kalim, the larger category, but also Shlamim. So we'll have to see what the difference is between those two opinions. If we said Rabbi Yosef Lili is talking about Shlamim. So we'll see. That's Ben Azai. Abi Yosi Ben Dustoy Omer, Lo Amar Kain, Lo Amar Ben Azai, Ela Bechor Belvad. Ben Azai only meant to add Bechor. Bechor, which is also Katshe Kalim. All of these are Katshe Kalim, but it seems to be different limitations. What's included? What's considered Mamon Shelha Bailim? So now we're going to talk about each one of these as we have here a little foray into Inyani Kachim in the beginning here of Baba Kama. So Amar Mar, Ben Azai Omer, Larabo says Shlamim, Lemute Mai. Ben Azai says, okay, we include Shlamim in Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita, or not even, in the Shita of being kofar on a shvua of kfiras mamon. So what's included in that? You include shlamim. What's excluded? Lemute ma, ilema lemute bechor. Is his chiddush to exclude bechor, as we were talking about the end of yesterday's shir? So hashta, says the Gemara, wait. Uma shlamim, why would you exclude bechor? If shlamim is considered yours, bechor is excluded. Shlamim is even more kadosh intensely than Bechor. So if you include Shlamim, of course you should include Bechor. How so? Uma Shlamim she'tu'unim smicha. V'nisachim v'trufas chazei v'shok. Shlamim needs smicha. Smicha, you lean on the animal, and a misvade on the animal with Bechol Kochi, smicha. U'nisachim, the libations that come along with the carbon. U'tnufas chazei v'shok. Tnufa is not such a common avoda. Only a couple of karbanos get tnufa. Tnufas chazei v'shok. A shlamim has tnufa. We take the chazei and the shok, which we are going to give to the kohen, and we wave it with the kohen. So all of those only are by shlamim, in contrast to bechor, and we assume more avodos, more unique avodos, reflect certain types of kedusha. So if shlamim has all these things, amart mamon bailim hu. So even that is mamon bailim. Bechor mi ba'i, you're going to exclude bechor. That's what Ben Azai means? That can't be. If Shlamim is included as considered yours, so surely Bechor, which, so to speak, Pashas is less Kadosh. So that is the Gemara's question. That cannot be what is being excluded. Even before we get to the next answer, a couple of points to make. First, Rashi notes here that he assumes that our Gemara is building on the previous Gemara from yesterday's daf, that the Bechor here we're talking about is Bechor Chutz La'aretz. Right, which we discussed at the yesterday's daf towards the bottom, that was the machlokas between Rava, Rav Nachman, Vechulu. While the Rush and others in the Shita assume that you don't have to read our Gemara in light of the previous Gemara, we could be talking about a regular Bechor. Good, number one. Number two, the Shiva Kubetzis here asks, how is the Gemara so positive and it's so obvious that Shlamim is more Chomer than Bechor in these three different ways? The Gemara in the next section of the Gemara is going to quote an element that Bechor is more Chomer than Shlamim. So how here, usually a Kavach Chomer is obviously in one direction, the Gemara is going to quote Bechor in the opposite direction in a couple of moments. So says the Shita Mekubetz, says right here, Omer Ram, the Lav Kavach Chomer who? Right, it's not a kal v'chomer totally dika l'mifrach. Ma'al shlamim she'ein kedusha sed me'rechem. Bechor is kadosh when it's born. The second it's born, right, it's kadosh. The bialim don't have to do anything. Ma'she'ein kein when it comes to shlamim. So says the Rush, it's not a total knockout kal v'chomer right here. El ha'chi kamar. But the pasuk, the Gemara means as follows: Kiva the crust stomach siv. Since the pasuk it says stama umala bo maal mi boilan lo ukme bimistaver usvira leachshav the shlomim chashivi tvei. Doesn't really mean a kal v'chomer which can be knocked out by any element that is more chomer in the other direction. Rather, it just means it sounds more logical. There are more elements to this karban, so we'd like to include this one and exclude that one. Ula Ravina, and then the Ravina says even b'char chutz laretz v'chulu. Okay, that's number one. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel, Rabbeinu Yisrael, Shidim Gubetz's quotes, says, Shalachasha pircha d'kdushasa mirechem, mishum d'hayisi machnis osa b'tocha kal v'chomer. Another way that you can include the make a kal v'chomer even with an opposite element, and the Gemara does this sometimes. If by a, which even though it has one leniency, it has four stringencies, kal v'chomer to the other one. So 2 days in the Shita, how do you work out the Chumrah in the opposite direction? The Menachas Chinuch discusses in the first mitzvah about any karban that there could be, the first mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra, in Parshas Vayikra, the mitzvah of Ola. That's the first place you can talk about this. Anything you want to know about Smicha, but we're afraid to ask. Right here, mitzvah Kuf Tezvav, he has fascinating Sveikos. Any bios, as we know, is classic of the Menachas Chinuch. He talks about all the different details of Smicha, and he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos, where the Rambam discusses, what do you do by Smicha? So by Chatas, your Misvada. By Chatas is for an Avera. By an Asham, I'm Misvada. By an Ola, I'm also Misvada. Because an Ola, as we know, as we'll learn, Be'ezhem in Maseches Zvachim, Ola is also Mechaper on Chai Ve'aseh, and Lafanitach La'aseh. What about Shlamim, or Gemara? Our Gemara says you do smich on a shlamim. Shlamim is apro for an avera. So what do you say? You say anything when you lean on the animal, when by its akarim shlamim? Ramam says, divrei ritzui v'shevach. Yeah, you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, you're the best, I love you, you're amazing. So you say something. It's not really a vidui, but it is part of a smicha. And then the Menachas Chinuch asks in the continuation, he says, l'chore yei safik. We know a yoresh is somich. That's a Beferish Gemara, or a Mishnah. A yoresh, if a person dies who has a shlamim, then his child brings the karban. If it's a chatas, the person dies, you don't bring the karban. Chatas, right, one of the chatos, mesos, mechalocha moshe b'sinai. But if it's a shlamim, the person dies, the yoresh does smicha. Yoresh somich, says the Menachas Chinuch. Ulechari yei safik. Hadi yoresh somich. Efshar dafka sheyarash akarban me'oso shahaya ben smicha. It could be that a yoresh is only somech if he yarshins it from someone who had a chiyuv to do smicha himself. Kigon me'aviv o mishar yarshim. Avalim yarash me'ima. We learned back in Kiddushin, a woman does not do smicha. So, but if you yarshin it from his mother, maybe there is no chiyuv of smicha. Because his mother wasn't a bas smicha. So he can't be stronger than the person he yarshed it from, or from a suma. So then maybe it's not chayiv smicha, or maybe not. Maybe his mother had a technical problem that she was a female, and therefore didn't have a chayiv of smicha, but he is a male, and therefore chozer v'neur, right? The chayiv of smicha should come back, right? Efshar dena yoresomet, lo yoreschus, shlo haya etzel marisho. Ach mi pshat adloshon mashma desoim b'chol inyan. It sounds like he does smicha no matter what. Kivan dehu bar chiyuva, tala alav ha-mitzvah. Right? Since he yarshes it. Upashat de la hefech. The same thing, the opposite also. If a woman yarshes it from her father, afogav da'ar karban azeh haisa mutalas mitzvah smicha, even though there was a chiyuv of smicha when it was the father's, become makom, kivan shah isha, eina bas smicha, eina somachas, kain nireh pashut. Then he also discusses, let's say a woman does smicha. What's the problem? We always know that we suggest that a woman could do generally mitzvahs that she's pturas from, unless there's a downside, unless there's a risk factor. So we know by tefillin, the Rama says she can't wear tefillin because of the risk factor, and other mitzvahs. But by most, zman gramas, sukkah, and lulav, and shofar, she does all of them. Machlokas, machaber, and the Rama, whether she makes a bracha, fine, but she can do the mitzvah. But Maybe by smicha there's also a downside. Why? One is not allowed to use ba'alei chayim karbanos for purposes other than the karban, the kedusha. So he says, hine yema'isha samcha imalkin osa milav delo sa'avod bebechor. The iser of doing work with animals, is she going to get malkus for that? For doing smicha? Meaning, the question of the Minchas Chinuch, do we say that there's an iser of working an animal? So the woman who has no chiyuv of smicha is included still in that original iser. Or do we say no, once there's a heter to do smicha on this animal, so now the woman doesn't have that heter, but it's kind of like step three. There's an iser to do avodah with the animal, now there's a heter of smicha, now the woman doesn't have that heter of smicha, but it doesn't mean that you go back to stage one. You go back to, you're at stage three, so it's usur, but you don't get malchus for that. Or not. Or do you go back to stage one? What's called in the Rishonim, ahadre li'isura kama. So Tosfos and Maseches Beitza, around Daf Yud Beis or so, where you have Isser number one, then you have a heter of the Isser, and then you have people who are not included in that heter. Do you say they're back at stage one, and they're a full-fledged Isser, or is it still minimized in some way? So, again, the Menachas Chinuch has that suffix. What do we say about a woman who does smicha? Do we say a hadil Isser Kama, she would get Malkus, or not? And then at the end, he finally discusses, what about a bracha? Would there be a bracha on smicha? It was a Rashi and Erevin, Dafnun, Vichulu. Heard recently a quote from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik said that in Europe it used to be that you could fake being a Talmud Chacham by just knowing all the Minchas Chinuchs. If you know all the Minchas Chinuchs, then you could really fake being a Talmud Chacham, because you could not learn Shas, you could just learn all the Minchas Chinuchs and have all the Kashas. Bizman Hazeh, we say, if you know the Minchas Chinuch, you're a Talmud Chacham. If we go through all the Minchas Chinuchs, so that's the levels that we're on. Halavai, we should all be fake Talmud Chachamim by knowing all the Minchas Chinuchs. They say Rav Soloveitchik, you know, used to stay under, when his mother thought he was going to sleep, he used to take a Minchas Chinuch under his blanket, and he used to read the Minchas Chinuchs before he went to sleep. Right? That was, he said, it was so, such an exciting sefer, which it is. And he had to use the old one with all of the Rashi Tevis, right, without it being opened up. Okay, Vaiter, let's continue. So the Gemara, we ended off with a question. We're trying to figure out what the Shita of Ben Azai is. Ben Azai says that Shlamim is included in it being considered your carbon for the carbon Asham. What is excluded according to Ben Azai? So we try to say, well, maybe Bechor is excluded. We say, that doesn't make sense. If Shlamim is included, and Shlomim has all of these unique halachos, so surely Bechor is considered your animal. So Ela Amar Reb Yochanan Lim Ute Meiser. It's to exclude Meiser. Meiser Behema. Kidatanya, as we know, the Psukim say at the end of Vayikra, and we compare it. Kidatanya, Bibachar Nemar Lo Sifteh. By a Bechor, it says, do not redeem it. And what does that halacha teach us? Vinimkar, Tam Chai Ubaamum Chai Veshachet, as we had on yesterday's daf, a Bechor. Carbon of a Kohen, right? Give it to the Kohen. It can be sold as a Tam Chai, a live, unblemished animal, and a Ba'amum either way, meaning the Kohen can sell it. Kohen can sell it. It has to be treated as a Bechor still. A Bechor. B'meiser, Meiser is special dinim, special stringent dinim in how we deal with Meiser Behema. Ne'amar lo yigael, ve'eno nimkar. It says lo yigael. And we all that cannot be sold at all. Lo chai, ve'lo shachut, lo tam, ve'lo Ba'amum. So that's, you see, Meiser has such a stringent halacha, and therefore we say that is the one that is being excluded from these halacha. It is not considered yours. There is a question that is dealt with by the Achronim. Meiser is not sold, and therefore we say that it is not included in Ma'alo Bo Ma'al. If I deny having that, then it's yours. I'm not chayav the karban. Is the inability to sell the item, is that, to use the language of the Achronim, siman or siba? Is that the reason? Because I can't sell it, that is why it is not considered mine? Or the fact that I can't sell it is a reflection that there's another problem here of a lack of bilus? Lamai nafgamina. What's the difference? The Decevus has an interesting discussion. And we're relating this, by the way, to Nezek. Right, if I damage this item, is it considered mine for Asham Gazelos? Is it mine considered for Nezek? The Nesivus discusses in Kuf Mem Ches Aleph. What happens if I steal something from my neighbor? It's really worth nothing to me, but it's worth something to my neighbor. He wouldn't be able to sell it, but it's worth something. So the Nesivus talks about, what if you have an item that was already, I don't know, half eaten, a food item that was half eaten. Nobody else is going to eat this item. It's disgusting because somebody else chewed it already. But to the person himself, it's his lunch. A half a sandwich. Right? Nobody's going to eat that half a sandwich. He can't sell that. But it's worth something to him. And let's say I destroy that half a sandwich. Am I chayiv and nezek? Is the fact that a person cannot sell something, does that mean it's not his? Right? And therefore, so that's this question. You can't sell meiser. So is that the cause of not being considered bialim? And therefore, that's why you're not chayiv in asham and in nezek? Or is that a reflection of something deeper? And if there's a different technical reason why you can't sell it, then it wouldn't apply. So that's the Nesivus. The Nesivus here says, if you have something that you can't sell, but it has shovi to the Bialim. Says the stipler right here, that's going to be a nafkamina, whether it's a siman or a siba. The stipler right here, simin lamites. He quotes the Nesivus. And then he quotes, l'chorek sas smuchin l'chidusho shel ha-Nesivus. Right, the chiddush of the Nesivus, that if something is not shaveh, pshadavar sheino shaveh ba'atzmo, lamochro, v'likach damin ba'ado, rak shaveh la'ishahu, ein ha-mazik chayav l'shalim. The mazik would be putter. So he thinks that our gemara might be smuchin, because a miser is worth something to me, but it's not, I can't sell it, and the gemara says that it's excluded from nezek. Alma, demehai taimash, eino b'mechira, eino k'mamon b'ayelim, quotes our gemara, our line. Then the gemara said, then the stipler says, v'yesh litchos, maybe it's different. The kavanas hagemara who to mehada asru rachmana b'mechira. Meiser is different. It's usser to sell it, not just unable to sell it. So maybe that's different. Ein zemamono. Avol masha al yedei eiza siba e efshar b'mechira. Ein lanu lomar she nidon kiilu eino mamon. Right? Maybe it doesn't. Being usser and being unable are not the same thing. The stipler in Kilas Yaakov here at Siman Lamates discusses this back and forth, whether the inability is something per se or it is just a siman. There is another related issue, and that is, what if I try to sell Meiser? If I try to sell it, it's usher for me to sell it. Does it work? Can I sell it if I want to or not? So that is a machlokas between, seems to be a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, because there is a Mishnah in Meiser Sheni. The Mishnah in Meiser Sheni says, what if I want to use Meiser Behema to get married with? That's always the litmus test. Meiser Behema, the Mishnah says, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, second Mishnah in Maseches Meiser Sheni. Meiser Behema ain makachin bo asaisha. Can't use that to get married. So if you look in the Torah Zroim, Rav Permanshik, on that Mishnah, whenever you want to see Lumdis, we want to see Lumdis on a Mishnah in Zroim, it's always good to check the Torah Zroim. Not just a big fat sefer, but what he has written on is amazing. So says the Torah Zrom here. He says, if you look in Rashi, Maseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. So he quotes, Meiser Eino Nechse Bailim Lekadish Bo Isha, Daksiv Be Lo Yimacher. Right? Our quotes are our Pasuk. And he says there, Lo Yimacher, Lo Yikael. And then Rashi quotes, V'la Milsehi, Tiafilo Achi Mamun Bailim Makachin Bo. Rashi seems to say, at least in one day in Chulin, you could get married with Meiser Behema. One second, it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah of Meiser Sheni says you can't get married with Meiser Behema. So explains the Torah. I'm sorry. Meiser Behema. He's talking about right there. He's talking about Meiser Behema also. Okay, I'm sorry. The Mishnah here in Meiser Sheni is talking about Meiser Behema, and also there in Chulin, talking about Meiser Behema. I don't know if I misspoke. So says the. So isn't it against the Mishnah? So says the Torah is Rav Alanias Daiti Nire to Kavanas Rashi to Halav de Lo Yigael Velo Yimacher Einu Ela Iser Baalma. Avol mikomako mitzad kinyani mamon shaper havi bailam alei lekadish bo isha vim ovar vekidish kiddush of kiddushin. Rashi in Chulin is not saying it's mutter, but that it works. The Mishnah here in Meiser Sheni says that it's usser, and that's Rashi Shita. If you try to sell Meiser Behema or get married with it, it is going to work. And he says the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam Menuchos Becharos Ve'yirli Shahamocher Meiser Lo Asa Klum Ve'lo Kana Lokeach Ulefichach Eino Loke. The Rambam argues right there. And who's the Chiddush? Which one is more obvious? Pashtus. The Rambam is a bigger Chiddush. Because usually if the Torah says you can't sell something, usually you could sell it. It's just usher to sell. Kohen can't marry a grusha. That's what it's more probably comparable to than marrying your sister. Right? So says the Torah Zoram. So where does the Rambam get that from? That you can't sell it? Not only is usher, but it's impossible? The Nira Badasa Rambam. The Halav Ze Shaini Mikol Lavin Shabbatorah. The Midilok Siv Lo Yimkar Ela Lo Yimacher, as we just read it in our Gemara. Yimacher, not he shouldn't sell it, but it can't be sold. That's the yimacher. That's the passive. Imkein muchach de ikar halav eino al maisa hamachira ella al chalos hamachira. Vekiva de lo mahani mechiraso imkein lo aver klal amemer de rachmano ufichach. That's why you're not going to get malchus. It's impossible to do it. So that's an important machlokas. Rashi Rambam. Whether if you try to sell Meiser Behema, it's definitely usur. But is it going to work or not? That's the machlokas pointed out by the Torah Zeran. Baruch Hashem, we spoke about Shlamim a little bit, and now we spoke about Meiser Behema.
Is that related to Yavid Mahani?
So is it related? For sure it's related to Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. So you have to see whether those dafim in the beginning of Tmura discuss this, and if not, the Rishonim have to fit it into the rules there. Okay, so now we continue. Next, Ashita. So the Gemara just spoke about the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan on Ben Azai. So now the Gemara says that discussion of Rabbi Yochanan might not have been on Ben Azai, but it might have been on the third Shita in the Braisa of Abi Yossi ben Dustoi. So Ravina Masi La Seifa. Ravina learns the discussion on the Seifa. Abi Yossi ben Dustoi Omer. Lo Amar Ben Azai Ela Bibichar Belvad. Ben Azai only said to include in this halacha of Shvuas ha, not in Shvuas HaBikadon, in Asham Gezelos, only Bechor. Said Lemute Mai, what is that excluding? Ilema Lemute Shlamim, is it that Bechor is considered your animal? But Shlamim is not considered your animal. So where it says, wait a minute. Hashu ma bechor shekadosh mirechem mamonahu bechor, which is so holy, it's kadosh automatically. It's kadosh mirechem mamonahu. It's still considered your money. Shlamim miboi. So surely shlamim should be considered yours. Exactly the opposite of the logic that we said a couple of lines ago. That was the problem of the Shita Mekubetzes. So if it works by bechor, if bechor is considered yours, even though it's kadosh mirechem shlamim miboi, so I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's discussion. Lemute meiser is to exclude meiser. Kidetanya bebechor nemar lo siftet v'nemar v'nimkar tam chay u'balmom chay v'shachud v'meiser nemar lo yigael. And that was the diak we just had. V'no nimkar lo chay v'lo shachud lo tam v'lo balmom. So that's why. That's how you know Meiser is excluded. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Ha bibachar bilvad kamar. We said, this last line says, only bachar. So how could even shlamim be included? Kasha, so don't answer that that question. Period. One or two other points. Another point I wanted to mention about Meiser is there is the pashtus of Shas. The pashtus of Shas and Rishonim is that what is Meiser Behema? It is a karbon. What do I do with it? Pashtus is that I, as a Yisrael, will bring up my Meiser into the Yerushalayim, give it as a carbon, it'll be a shlamim, it'll be mine. That's the simple interpretation of Rav Rishonim, Meiser Behema, goes to the Bailam. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says, Beferish, in the end of Vayikra, where we have the two mitzvahs of Meiser, the mitzvah of being Mafrish Meiser, all the way at the end of the Bechukosai. The mitzvah of Meiser Behema and the Isser of selling, right? Lo Yimacher, mitzvah Meiser Behema, Shin Samach, and then Shin Samach Aleph, just find it, Shin Samach Aleph, Shelo Limkar Meiser Behema. But what do you do with Meiser Behema? Says the Chinuch, La Aser Kolam Behemos Tahoros, Shein Bakar V'eat V'tzon V'ezim, applies to cattle, sheep, and goats, Hanola Dos Be'adarin V'chashana V'shana, Ulo Havia Meiser Yerushalayim, Ulo Ochlo Shalom. Fine, that's the Pashtus. There is a Deya, Adas Yachid in the Rishonim. It's quoted in the Ritva in Shabbos, Daf Nun Dalid, that Meiser Behema is also one of the Manas Kahuna and it goes to the Kohen. That's not the simple interpretation of the Gemara. We have to know this. Halacha L'Maisa. Behema Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Lav Karbanas. What do we do with Meiser Behema? Rov Rishonim assume that, and the Pashas is, that it goes to the me. I don't have to get it. It's like Meiser Sheni. I have to bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it myself. But there is a Deya in the Ritva, Shabbos Nundalid, that it also goes to the Kohen. The Netziv says in the end of Bechukosai there, there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that also seems to say that you give it to the Kohen. But that's a Deya quoted in the Ritva, in Shabbos. The Ritva there, why does he say that? The Ritva there is talking about, the Gemara there says, there were 12, Elazar ben Azariah was so rich, he had 12,000 calves that he gave as Meiser Behema. That's what the Gemara says. So ask the Ritva. He didn't live at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Was it Ben Azariah? Right? So he was Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. Right? So said the Gemara, Hikshu B'Tosfus, Tehar Rabbi Ben Azariah La'achra Churban Ave, Shari Nismane B'Yimei Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, Pidur Rabbi Gamliel Nismane La'achra Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who was at the time of the Churban. So he gives all different answers to how was their Meiser Behema in the times of Rabbi Ben Azariah. So maybe they still ate it a little bit after the Chorban, or he quotes the Ramban, it wasn't Mamish Meiser, it was just that if he would have given Meiser, this is how much he would have given, if it would have been that amount. Or the last answer, V'li Nireh de Meiser Mamish. V'lo Shehaya Korei Aleihem She Meiser. It's not that he called it Meiser. Ela Shehaya Nosein Haro'i La Meiser La Kohanim. It wasn't that he called it Meiser, but he gave these animals to the Kohanim, as if it was Meiser. So it's clear that Kohanim are supposed to get the Meiser, but that is not the pashtus of the halacha. The other point, now that we spoke about Shlomim a little bit, and Meiser, we have to give fair coverage for all the karbanos being discussed. Bechor, we could talk about Bechor a little bit. Bechor, Kedushas HaMirechen. There's a fascinating shita, as we know of, from Maseches Nedarim. It wouldn't be so famous and exciting if Rav Soloveitchik wouldn't have made it famous and exciting. But the Gemara says in Nedarim on Daf Yud Gimel, Minayin lenolad bechor b'toch beso, shemitzvah lahakdisho. How do I know that if I have a bechor, I have a sheep that has a firstborn animal, so I have to be makdish it. What do you mean I have to be makdish it? You have to be makdish, even though it's kadosh automatically. There's a mitzvah to be makdish it. Minayin shenolad bechor b'toch beso mitzvah lahakdisho sheneemar hazachor takdish. Amazing. Even though it's automatically kadosh, there's a mitzvah to go and say, this is the bechor. I am makdish it. So what does that have to do with us? Rav Soloveitchik used that as a mashal for Kiddush. Shabbos is Kaddosh V'Yomeid. Kfiyah V'Kaima. Even if I don't want it to be Shabbos, even if Beis Din does not want it to be Shabbos, it's Shabbos no matter what. And yet, mitzvah lahakdisho. There's a mitzvah for me to add my own personal element of Hakdasha, even though it's Kaddosh V'Yomeid. Similar to Bechor, mitzvah lahakdisho. It's a mitzvah for me to add something, even though it is automatic anyway. And that might be why, if that is true, why some Rishonim hold that only Kiddush is Daraisa and not Havdalah. The Rambam holds that both Kiddush and Havdalah are Daraisa, part of the mitzvah of Zarchos Yom HaShabbos Lakadsho. What does that mean? We cordon off Shabbos. It's special day. We, from the beginning, from the end, we cordon it off. That's the uniqueness of the day of Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush. But according to the Rishonim, the Ramban, quoted in the Magen Mishnah, that only Kiddush is Daraisa and not Havdalah. So maybe this is the element of Shabbos. It's a mitzvah lahakdisho, even though it's Kaddish V'Omeid, similar to Bechor. But because of that idea, that it's Kaddish V'Omeid, that also explains another element. This is a Taz that we quoted a while ago, not for a long time, so let's quote it again, because it's really a beautiful Taz that gives us an insight into Bechor Behema Tahora. The Taz in Yaradeya, Shin Chaf Aleph, asks a simple question. We know there are three mitzvahs related to firstborns. Three mitzvahs that we have today. We have the firstborn of a Behema Tahora, as we just had, Bakar Tzon V'Izim. Number two, we have the mitzvah of Pinyon Aben, that anyone who has a firstborn son with all the conditions fulfill. And number three, we have Bechor Keter Chamor. If we have a firstborn donkey, the only non-kosher animal that has a mitzvah related to it, so either I have to give a sheep to the Kohen or I have to break its neck, fine. But by two out of three, there's a bracha. By Peter Chamor, it's very unusual, but if anybody would ever own a Jew would own a donkey, if the donkey would have a firstborn, there's a mitzvah. There's a bracha, right? Mitzvah is Peter Chamor. And there's a mitzvah, there's a bracha on Pidyon HaBen. Anyone who has been zocher to do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. There's no bracha on Bechor Behema Tahora. Why two out of three get brachas and not the third one? That's the Taz's question in Yoredeya, Shin Chav Aleph. So he quotes a commentary of the Prisha, who says, oh, well, maybe by the other two, you have something left in your hands after. By Pidyon HaBen, you give the money, you have your son. By Peter Chamor, you give the sheep, you have a donkey. Here, you have nothing, right? You give it to the Kohen. So the Taz says, why is that? Why is that a requirement for a bracha? That I have something, I get hana'a. Many mitzvahs, I don't get any hana'a, and you still make a bracha. So I don't understand, why should that be an issue? So says the Taz himself says, beautiful answer. He said, no, you know, the difference is, I'm sorry, sit right, it's in Shulchan Aruch Aleph, O Zion, Sifka and Zion. V'nira li, says the Taz. De ein shayach bracha el b'masha oseh ha'adam mishelo. You know when you make a bracha, a birchas hamitzvah? When you're doing something. When you're accomplishing something. By Pidyon HaBen, you're accomplishing something. By Peter Chamor, you're accomplishing something. You're switching the status. by Bechor Bei Matorah, what are you accomplishing? Okay, you're being Mosif Kedusha, but it's Kadosh anyway. So you're adding an element, but you're really not accomplishing anything. And don't tell me Kiddush. Kiddush is a Birchas Shevach. It's not really a Birchas Mitzvah. So even though you use that as a mashal, but it's not a problem. Masha Einkein B'Bechor D'mei Olam Lo Haya LiYisrael's Chuspo D'Misha Nolad Bo B'Gaza D'Rachmana. It already belongs to the Kohanim. Favi Ki'ilu Lo Nova Lo Oso HaBechor. It's as if it's not his. Ela Ki'ilu Nolad B'Beis Kohen Mi Paraso D'Rachmana Zika Lo B'Kach K'moshe Kasav Kol Peter Rechem Lihu Al Kein Ein Shayach Levarech Ki Hu Eino Ose Klum Mi Mamono Masha Einkein B'Pidyon Petach Hamar U'Bechor Adam Shehu Nosein Mamono Bazeh Al Kein Mavarech Shapra Al Mitzvah Zos Kein Nire Li. Beautiful pshat of the Taz to explain why this is different than the other two mitzvahs related to firstborns. So we spoke a little bit about Shlomim Smicha, we spoke about Meiser, and we spoke about Bechor. So now we continue Rava Amar. Rava Amar. Rava says, what is Rava going back on? He's going back on yesterday's daf. The Mishnah, remember, had the statement, Nechasim She'ein Bohen Me'ila. That's what you're chayiv for Nezek for. So the first pshat, and we got into this whole discussion of Kachim, the first pshat was, oh, that's referring to Rabbi Yosef Glili's Kachim Kalim. And the Mishnah is saying that you're even chayiv Nezek if you damage somebody's karban. So Rava says, don't get into old kachim. That's not what the Mishnah means. Rava Amar second shot. My nechasim she'ein bohen me'ila, nechasim she'ein bohen din me'ila. We're talking about nechasim that have no shaykhus to me'ila. U'mayneinu dehedyot. We're talking about hedyot, nechse hedyot. According to this deya, it could be that anything that smacks of kachim at all would be excluded. V'listi dehedyot. So why does it just say dehedyot in the Mishnah? Kasha. Okay, problem. Period. Amr Rabbi Abba. Says Rabbi Abba. Next section. Shlomim Shehiziku. Once we're on the topic of a karbanis a little bit, so then we talk about other cases of damages of a karban. Shlomim Shehiziku. The Rabbeinu Chananel says this sugi is within Rabbi Yosi Aglili that says that a shlomim is mamono of a person. So what if my karban shlomim damaged? And let's say it was a tam. So if my carbon shlomim damage, shlomim sheiziku, says the Gemara, gova mi besaron veino gova meimu rehen. So there are different parts of the animal. There's the meat of the animal that's supposed to be eaten, and there's the fats of the animal that's supposed to be burned in the mizbeach. So if a shlomim does damage, I'm only collect from the basar and not from the emu rehen. What's the case here? Shor tam. Shor tam, we mentioned already, has a special din, that you cannot collect more than the shor tam is worth, called migufo, not min ha'aliyah. Migufo. So you can only collect from the value of the animal. We're going to also get to a machlokas later on, Hashem, which relates to this, whether you collect the actual animal or just the value of the animal. What's called yuchlat ashar, yusam ashar, which we'll, Beth Hashem, have to get to that. But either way, whether it's the actual or the value of, Rabbi Abba says, you only collect the value of the, or and here will be shartam, half of the basar, and not the emurin. Says the Gemara, and if the Rambam has, if the Nizak takes the basar, then the Nizak has to eat it, patar, and treat it like a karban. It's shlamim, didn't lose its kedusha, just because it was mazik. The Rambam says, we don't think about that, but the Rambam says, in Elchaz Niske Mamon, the Nizak has to make sure to treat it properly. In Niske Mamon, in Perek Ches, Halacha Gimel, She Yochal HaNizak V'Chaburaso Min HaBasar B'Kedusha. So the Nizak's just got to be careful about that. So that is what Rabbi Abba says. Says the Gemara Pshita. So obvious. Emurei and Lugavo Asalki. So isn't that obvious? What, you're going to give him the fats? The fats have to be burned in the Mizbech. What's the Havamina to give the Nizak the Emurin? So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, Lugove mi Bisaren Keneged Emurim. It means, what if the Chatzi Nezek that was damaged by this animal is, the animal that he damaged is a very expensive animal. So the chatzi nezek of the basar doesn't cover the damages. Could you take some of the basar keneged the emurin? Meaning more than half of nezek of the basar. So that's the chiddush Rabbi Abba. No, you cannot. So the Gemara says, Aliba Daman, who is this according to? We're about to relate to a machlokes, which comes up later on Daf Nun Gimel, and that is, the machlokes we're being referred to is, let's say you have an ox, Reuven's ox, that pushes Shimon's ox into Levi's boar. So Reuven and Levi are really both at fault. One owned the pusher ox, one owned the boar. And Shimon, you know, wants to get paid from somebody because his ox now was damaged. So the halacha there is that it's Reuven's fault because Reuven's ox pushed the Shimon's ox in. What if Reuven has a limitation on how much he has to pay? Let's say it's Chatzi Nezek, he doesn't have enough, whatever it is. Do we say that Levi comes in because he owned the bar and he also had a part in it? That's a machlokas. Rabbanan and Rav Nosson. Do we say, if one is limited, does the other one come in? So I'll leave it to Mah. So when Rabbi Abba says here that the busser cannot cover for the emurin, so who is that according to? Ialiba de Rabbanan, if it's according to Rabbanan Pshita, Ha Amri de Rabbanan, say in that case, Kilekelish Talumim Mehai, if there's not enough to pay from high, from the Reuven in our case, because it's a Tam, it's Chatzi Nezek, Leka Mishtalam Mehai, you can't go to the Balabar. So the same thing here, you can't go to the Basar, you know, to cover the emurin. So that would be obvious. V'alim is Rabbi Nassan, and if it's Rabbi Nassan, then it's wrong. Ha'amar, ki leka lish talume mehai, mishtale mehai. Go to Rabbi Nassan. If you can't collect from A, you do collect from B. So here, you should be able to collect more from the basar. So the Gemara says, Ibai Seymer Rabbi Nassan, Ibai Seymer Rabbanan. It could be either one. Ibai Seymer Rabbanan. It could be the Rabbanan who say there that it's, you can collect from the balabar, but still here it's a chiddush. Hani mili, I'm sorry, over there you cannot collect from the balabar. Over here it's still a chiddush, it's not obvious. Hani mili betray gufe. Over there, you know why you cannot collect from the balabar? It's two different entities. There's the ox that pushed, and then there's the bar. Maybe that's where the Rabbanan say you cannot go from one to the other. Aval bachad gufa, but here it's one animal. Matzi amarle, maybe you would have thought the Rabbanan hold. Mikol hecha deba'inan mishtalamna. From wherever you want, collect. Kamash Balon, you cannot. Iba Yisema, or do you say the opposite? Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Abba could be following Rabbi Nassan's opinion. Hasam hu da amarle, why does Rabbi Nassan there say it's possible? Da amarle bala shorla bala bar, anat turai bibirech ashkachte. Look, my dead ox, or my damaged ox, is in your bar. Right? My delesli lishalomi mehech mishalim na menach. It's in your bar. Tosa says it's a special din. That the reyasa is in the reshus of the balabar. So therefore, the sure owner has a taina, has a claim against the balabar. So that's where he could say, you know, pay me. Aval hacha, but over here, mi matzi amar basar azik, emurehen lo azik. Right. Can we say that only the basar did damage, that the basar would have more responsibility than the emurin? No. They have equal responsibility. And therefore, if the emurin are pater, there's no way that that could cross over to the Baal Hashor. To the Basar over the emurin. Tosas pointed out, we'll have to get back to this later in the Masechta, this is a special machlokas by Bor, when it comes to Rabbi Nasa, the Rabbanan, that Bor could combine with other avos, right? Other kinds of avos might not be so combinable. Bor, the fact that it doesn't move, that might make it more combinable than other avos. Okay, that's Rabbi Abba. Amar Rava, next. Toda shi zika, what if I have a carbon toda, I'm going to say thank you to Hashem Baruch Hu, and then my toda went and damaged before I brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, toda shi zika, and again, there's such unusual wild cases. Not so wild, in the Bizman HaMikdash, you have an animal, you're bringing it up to the Beis HaMikdash, and it got out for a little bit, or damaged, or chain and regel, whatever it is. So, toda shi zika, gova mi bisarbeinu, gova mi lachma. You could be goveh from the value or from the meat of the carbon, but not from the breads that go along with the carbon toda, the 40 loaves. Says the Gemara lechem shita. That's pretty obvious. The bread didn't do anything. Seifa itzrichle, the chiddush is the next line. Nizak ochel basar. So the nizak could eat the basar of the carbon toda. Umiskaper maybe lechem, but it's still the owner of the carbon originally has to bring the breads. You don't say the person eating the carbon has to bring the bregs. Says the Gemara, Hanami Pshita. It's also obvious. It's not his carbon. Says the Gemara, Mao de Tema, Kiva de Lechem, Hechshira de Zevachu. Since the bread is really connected to the Zevach, you might say, Lemale at Achal Basar, Vyana, I see Lechem. That's not fair. And we know from elsewhere that there's even different halachas of hakdasha. The bread becomes kadosh when there's rikas adam of the karban. There are halachic connections between the basar and the bread. So you might have thought they go together. Kamash malan, the lechem chiyuva de bailam hu. No, the lechem is the chov of the bailam of the karban, not the one who eats the karban. And the Kso says in Simin Tavav, all the way at the end of Choshen Mishpat, this Gemara shows that even according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, there are certain limitations about what you could do with your animal shlamim, with your toda. You can't sell the powers of ritzui of your animal, right? That's what you see from this Gemara, right? The bread, it's still called your karban, right? Even if you're going to give it to somebody else to eat. There's some things that are not sellable, says the Ksos, even according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. That's an important limitation for this Gemara. Okay, Nechazim Shehin Shel B'nei Bris. Next line in the Mishnah, Nezek is only by property that is B'nei Bris. So what is that excluding? Sounds like Jews. Limute mai. Ilim ute to Ovid Kochavim. Is it excluding the Nechazim of a non-Jew? Haktani Lala Kaman. We learned that Beferish in a Mishnah later on. Shor Yisrael Shenogach Shor Shel Ovid Kochavim. Pater. Right, that's the, we know that halacha. So the Gemara says, Tana Vadim Afarish, you're right. It's just giving a title here, but later on is going into the details. Here it just says, Nechasim Shel B'nei Bris. It's not adding on anything there, but it's just explaining. And if you remember that Gemara, that's an important Gemara here in this Pesachta, on Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph, where the Romans came and learned all of Torah, and they said, teach us Torah, and at the end when they left, they said, okay, everything you taught us, we accept. Amru lahem dikdaknu b'chol taraschem ve'emesu, chutz midavar zeh. Except for one thing the Romans said that we don't like, this halacha. Sure, she Yisrael, she Nogah, sure, Akim, and vice versa, we don't think that's appropriate, because we think it's a racist halacha. And you have to go in and explain it. So Tosfos there asks, V'im Tomar, how could they teach them Torah? Ah, must have been Mikoach Nefesh. Right, and therefore it was allowed. But then, ask the Yamshel Shlomo there, this is one of the well-known Yamshel Shlomo, which on the Masechta, in the Perek Dalet Halacha Tess, so what do you mean? So why, if it was Pikuach Nefesh, why didn't they just lie? Why didn't they just make it up and say this wasn't the Halacha? Why did they have to say what the Halacha was? Says the Yamshel Shlomo, Shma Mina, Mechuyavim Anu Limsar Al Kiddush Hashem, to be Mishaneh, to be what's called Ziyaf HaTorah, to misrepresent the Torah, that's the Horeg Valyavar, says the Yamshel Shlomo. To not tell them a halacha, that's okay. To tell them the truth, but not the whole truth, that's okay. That's okay, just don't say something. But if they ask a certain halacha to lie about what the Torah says about something, says the Yamshel Shlomo, that would have been a ziyaf haTorah, and therefore it would not be allowed. V'im chas v'shalom yishane hadin, havik kofer b'Torah Moshe. And he discusses Gam Shaminan, the Asr Lashanos Divrei Torah Af Kiyasakana, the Chayav Limsar Atzma Oleha, to the Vichad Shinuya, the Tosfos, he continues, it was by Pikuach Nevesh. He says, still, Vichilo Raya Roy Lachush Chas Vashal Makamish Shmados Vichorbanos de Lefek Minei. It must be that Pikuach Nevesh and Yehari Valyavar, even in this case. Again, as a lot of applications, which Beth Hashem will get back to when we discuss that Gemara. Continuing. So the Gemara says now, next line of the Mishnah was, Nechasim HaMiyuchadim. Nechasim HaMiyuchadim, what does that mean? Right? Specific properties. Limute Mai, what is that excluding? Number one, Amar Yehuda Limute Ze Omer Sharcha Hezek, Ze Omer Sharcha Hezek. Maybe it's excluding where you don't know who the Mazik was. One guy says it was your ox that did it. One guy says it was your ox that did it. So that's what's excluded in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, HaTani LeKaman, we already know that. Later on, Hayushraim wrote Finachar Echad, two people running after, Zelmer Sharcha Ezek, Zelmer Sharcha Ezek, Shnei Peturin. So we know that already. Two animals are running after, and they each say that it was your ox. So Tani Vadim Afarish, okay, you're right, here it says the title, and there it gets into the details. That is all number one. The Rashba here is bothered. What's the language of, it was your ox, it was your ox? Shouldn't the language be, it was his ox? Right, what's the machlokas here between? It's the Nizak coming. So each one of them should be saying, it was his ox, it was his ox, not it was your ox. The machlokas is between the two potential maziks. So he just leaves it with Sarachian. He says, lo yadati lo matafas lashon zeh, she'ena machlokas bein shnei ba'alei hashvarim hamazikin, ela bein shneim lenizak, harvel mimashorcha yizik, Sarachian. The Netziv quotes the question of the Rashba, he says, oh, maybe the nafkamina is imtafas. Right? Let's say the nizak was tofes, one of the animals. So, the halacha is, you got to give it back. That's the halacha here. And that's why each one is there saying, no, it was your ox. I want mine back. It was your ox. So that's how you could have the lashon. Kamash v'lan, afilu tafas an izak, shnei shvarim elu, shelo be'edim. Aval hacha lo mahani, shrei knasa lo mischayev, ela beflilim, the kolze man, she'eno vada chayev, ein lo litfos, right? This is unable to be, to grab it. Tfisa would not work here. That is all, though, number one. Shot number one, what is nechasim yuchadim excluding? Number two, b'masdisa tana the b'raisa says, prat l'nichsei hefker. Hefker is not subject to nezek. Says the Gemara, Hechidami. Well, what's the case? Ilema denagav tura di don latura de hefker. Is it that our ox, Gordon, ownerless ox, then matavale? What's the case? The other ox is ownerless. Nobody's bringing me to court. Ela denagav tura de hefker latura di don. The case is where a ownerless ox gored our ox. So the Gemara says, okay, lays of alaisi. So just go and take that ox. Right? What do you, well, again, what's the issue? Discussed. Bishakadam azachabo acher. The case is where after the hezek, somebody else went and grabbed it and owns it now. So that's the case. He is not chayiv in that regard. And the Rabbeinu Peretz here says this definitely has repercussions for the sugya later on of what's called yuchlat hashor. If some, according to some opinions, right when the nezek is done, that animal is now owned by the nizak, right? And therefore, we'll have to see how this gemara works according to that opinion. Continue. Ravina Amar third day limute nagach viachar kachikdish nagach viachar kachivkir. Maybe we exclude the case where the animal did damage. It was owned by someone, and then he was makdish or mafkirit. That's what's excluded. I mean, that person is now potter because he does not own the animal at the time of the hamada bedin. Tanya Namihachi, similarly, yeser okein Amar Bihuda afilu nagavakar kachikdish nagavakar kachivkir potter. Shenemar v'huad bivalav v'heimis ish o isha v'gomer achad v'heimisa v'hamada v'din shavu ke'echad. You have to have the act and the hamada v'din together, both owned by the person. Says the Gemara v'gmar din lo b'inan. Well, you only need hamada v'din, but not the gemar din. T'hashor yisakel b'gmar din u'tichsif. So the Gemara says, okay, Ela Ema Achide Misa Viamada Bedin Vigmardin Shoven Keechad. It has to be owned by the owner throughout. Machlokas Rishonim, the tour quotes, what if the owner is mafkarit in the middle and then takes it back? So he owns it by the Misa and the Amada Bedin and the Gemardin, but not straight through. So the tour says he's putter there too. It could be that would make a difference. Could be that would make a difference. And it could be, but the Torah of Maskan, if I remember, the Torah says the Maskan does not make a difference. Right? Because the Gra on Shulchan Aruch says the Torah is against Rashi. Because Rashi hears Lashon is, Rashi says, it has to be yours, Mishas Negicha Ad Shas Hamad Abedin. Doesn't mean at these times, but throughout these times. So the Gra points out that it's Machlokas, the Torah and the Rashi, whether all of these are specific moments, or it is a... It is a time that goes from A to B to C, but not specifically these times, but has to be a process. You have to own it throughout without any hapsik to the ownership. The Reb Chaim, again, we'll have to get back to this. We don't have time to go into it totally. Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas here says in Reish Chav Beis that the shibud of an ox is different. The shibud of a shor by Hezek is different than other shibudim. Hainu, shashibud shechal al hashor shiny mikol shibudim da'alma. Dine mikol shibudim da'alma, chal mikodim chiv akarkata de gavra, midin prias balchov, vizeo shashibud al anachasim. Usually, if I owe you something, even if I damage you, the chiv's on me, and therefore I have to pay with my property, but the chiv's on me. Masha'enke, when it comes to shor, keren, the chiv's on the shore. And once the chiyuv is on the shore, that's step one. And then it goes upon me. But that's different than other shibudim. He says, what's his raya? Our gemara. V'leisi v'leiso, go get the shore. B'shakadam v'zocha v'achar. No, somebody else got it in the middle. So what does that mean? Without the gzeris hakasav, I would have said that even if somebody went to grab the shore, I could take it from them. What do you mean? It wasn't owned by anybody. Right, so the answer is that's the chiddush. Ilav the erzakasev the hefker patur hayanotel hashor mehazoche af shelo haya baile mishas anegicha v'lo haya yachol lachul chivak akata de gavra. The answer is because this is a different type of shibud. Imkein gam laachar agilui dekra the hefker patur. Even after the gilui mikol makom, we still say Ofen hashibud kemosha haya hanu nishar ad achshav v'chal hashibud shar gufa. We'll have to see if there are other rayas to that as we continue going through the Masechta. Okay, a little bit more. Chutz me'rishus ha'miyuchedes l'mazik. Right, if the damage is done in the rishus of the mazik, there's obviously pater. D'amrele, the mazik can say, turcha b'shursi, my boy, what is your ox doing in my rishus? And then we have a line in the Mishnah that we're not sure what it means. V'rishus ha'nizak v'hamazik. It says that the Mishnah said, you're pater in the rishus of the mazik. Then it says this line, rishus ha'nizak v'hamazik. And then it says, you're chayiv when you do damage. So is this line going with what was previous, meaning pater, or what's after, meaning chayiv? In a sada of shutfin, that's what the Gemara is bothered by now. If the mazik and the nizak own a property together, so is the mazik chayiv in that case? Machlokas. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Abibi, chatzar shutfin chayiv bala shein bala regel. You're chayiv for shein and regel in a part in a chatzar shutfin. Even though in Rishus Rabim you are putter, in shutfin you're chayiv. V'achi kamar, and this is how you read the Mishnah. Chutz v'Rishus Amiyuchedes l'mazik de putter. Finish that statement, and then v'Rishus Anizak v'Hamazik. That goes with the following statement in the Mishnah. K'shehizak v'Hamazik. That's one way to read the Mishnah, meaning three lines. Second line goes with the third line. Rebbe Lazar Omer, no, opposite. Putter al hashen v'al regel. You're putter for shein regel in a chutzar shutfin, just like in Rishus Harabim. V'hachi ka'amar, and this is how you read the Mishnah. Chutz me'Rishus Amiyuchedes l'mazik v'Rishus v'Hamazik nizak v'Hamazik nami putter. And then you have k'shehizak v'Hamazik la'asuye keren. And the third line is talking about keren, not about shein and regel. So Gemara says, wait a minute, Tani Chal Shmuel, that works according to Shmuel, that if you remember, Shmuel says, Ma ve'ish shein, so you split up all of the items of shor. El l'rab d'amar tana shor v'chol mili d'shor, but if everything's already included in shor, chava mazik la'asuye mai. So what is that line, last line including? You already included Karen. So la'asuye adotana rabbanan, it includes the following, which we'll have to talk about. The Gemara explains this line in the continuation. Tatana rabbanan kishehize chava mazik, what does that include? Lahavi shomrim. Shomer chinam v'ashol, nosi socher v'asocher, all different types of shomrim. Shehizika behema birshusan, that the animal damaged while they were supposed to be watching them. Tam shalem chatzi nezek, amur mishalem nezek shalem. That applies by shomrim too. Difference of Alayla, but if in the middle of the night the wall fell down, it was out of their control, Osha partsua listim, or robbers came in and broke the wall, biyasa vizika, pater. Then the shomer would be pater. What does all this mean? What are the chidushim of this? That, Be'al Hashem, will be coming up as the Gemara discusses it. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Yamar Mar, and I think the daf tomorrow will be put up from the last cycle. Be'al Hashem will pick up afterwards. Okay, I'm not going to be able to give it tomorrow.